Markaletta Wilson found herself in this situation last summer when she was turned down for an apartment in Tukwila. The landlord hired a company to do a background check and then rejected Wilson because of two drug convictions from 1989 and 1995.
I feel that it is unfair to continue to screen people out of the housing because of mistakes from decades ago.
The ACLU says it's not just unfair, it's illegal. Washington law says any criminal record older than 7 years can't be counted. The ACLU is now suing the tenant screening company, Yardi Systems, in King County Superior Court. The ACLU will ask that the case be certified as a class action. Jonathan Grant heads Tenants Union of Washington State. He says his group sees hundreds of cases like this every year, but that most people don't have the means to hire a lawyer.
And that's why this class action is necessary, is that it can spread light on these bad practices so that people can join that lawsuit and actually take action.
An executive with the tenant screening company said he had no immediate comment because he hadn't yet seen the lawsuit. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.